Continuing to field questions for U.S. Simile, I have a student who says that he is 8 weeks out from the U.S. Simile. I know many of you, 2 weeks out, 4 weeks out, okay, 4 months out. So there's going to be varying lengths of time, but you're 8 weeks out from the U.S. Simile. So what should you be doing in these final 8 weeks? I'll give you a very fucking excellent and clean answer here. Okay, so before we get started, please subscribe to my channel. I really appreciate it. Give the video a like. I really appreciate it. Find me on Instagram at melman_medical, MEHLMAN_medical, links down below. Find me on Telegram, links to the Telegram group and channel down below, and I'll start the clip. So the student's 8 weeks out, wants to know what he or she should be doing. And 8 weeks is a borderline time period because you are still far enough out from your exam where you should be doing UWorld, yes, but you're close enough where we do need to start thinking about getting you into the NBME exams and potentially curtailing / stopping UWorld early if you are not going to be able to finish it in time, because I want you starting the NBME exams about 3 to 4 weeks out. Okay, it's different for every student, but generally the final month needs to be focused on the NBME exams, 20 through 30 for step one. Okay, so you're going to do UWorld from 8 weeks out up until about 4 weeks out. Okay, and then I'm going to basically run you through the NBME exams. It depends how strong versus weak the student is. If the student's a bit weaker, we could give him or her 2 days per NBME exam. Stronger students, they can maybe whip through it in a day, and then they don't have many incorrects to go through. But the point is, qualitatively speaking, the second month out should be still you're on QBank. The final month needs to be you're really honing in on the NBME exams, okay? I've made numerous clips talking about how to go through the NBME exams, that you're going to be screenshotting all your incorrects from each form into Anki, and then you're going to be layering the review of those Anki throughout the day. So, for example, okay, attempting to stay somewhat consolidated here. After you finish UWorld, and let's say you're 3.5 weeks out from USMLE, you're going to do NBME 20 offline, and you're going to screenshot all of your incorrects from 20 into Anki. Let's say you got 70 wrong, okay? And then you're going to spend the next day reviewing NBME 20 as well, because I want you memorizing 20. So I want you to essentially superfluously focus on 20. And I word it that way because you might finish the review on the first day and then only slightly go into the second day, the review of 20, and say, well, what should I do the rest of the day? The answer is fucking memorize 20 very well, okay? So I'll give you 2 days per form. And, of course, you can always look at my PDFs, high-yield arrows in particular, I want you doing during the final month if you haven't done it already. You need to know high-yield arrows, that PDF, very fucking well. So you're going to do NBME 20, you're going to screenshot all of those incorrects in the Anki, and then when you go on to do NBME 21, after you have all those incorrects, you're going to add them to the same Anki deck, but you're also going to re-review the incorrects from 20. And then you're going to go into 22, 23, etc. So let's say you review NBME 24 offline and all those incorrects. Well, after you finish the review of 24, you're going to re-review all your incorrects from 20, 21, 22, 23. If you're getting many questions wrong, you're going to be re-reviewing hundreds of questions per day. But because of the proximity and time in which you just re-reviewed them, it shouldn't take you forever. Some students will worry about, are they thoroughly understanding the concepts or just memorizing the answers? I don't actually give a fuck, because recognize that your score augmentation is linked to you literally memorizing the answers, okay? So when students have concern about how well they know the material, that's always subjective. What I can tell you is that objectively, if your focus is on memorizing the NBMEs 20 through 30, you're going to perform better on the real US Simile compared to if you don't make that your priority, okay? Students who are focusing on UWorld late, it's a bad fucking idea. So 20 through 24, you're going to do free 120, and then you're going to do 25 through 30. And then, of course, for 2CK, after you finish UWorld, you're going to do all the clinical master's series forms. You're going to screenshot those incorrects as well into Anki. And then you're going to do NBME 6 through 8 offline, free 120, double pass the CMS forms where you don't have to review those incorrects from before, even though you have them. You're not going to review them. You're literally going to do a double pass the CMS forms, and then you're going to do the online NBMEs. So all those incorrects that you have in the Anki collectively, you're going to whip through those, okay? So that's the consolidated point here. In the final month, it's got to be the NBMEs with Anki review of those incorrects from NBME. And prior to the final month, when you're about 2-3 months out, etc., that's when you're really knocking out QBank. You know the deal to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe my channel. And I appreciate your time. That's it.